Hey, amazing parents, how are you all doing? So I want to share in this episode, I want to share how can we as parents, how can we help our teenagers really become more responsible, as in making more responsible choices, whether we're there or not. This is a desire that I have heard many parents say that they desire. Even I desire that as well. I really, really want my children to be able to make responsible choices, whether I'm there or not, in my absence or in my presence. I want them to be able to make responsible choices and to have it as a norm in their lives. And I'm sure that's what you have as well, as a desire for parents. So one of the first things I would say, and you know that this is coming, is the way we speak to our teenagers. You see, our children, as they become teenagers, you know, they're very, very much prone to using that emotional side of their brains because that logical and executive part is still developing. Okay, it doesn't finish. Science tells us that it doesn't really finish developing until they're 25, 26. But it doesn't mean we should wait till they're 25, 26 to then help them to develop it. They can start now to actually start using it more. And they use it more in response to how we talk to them. So if you're talking to your teenager like an adult, then you're speaking in a more matured way that requires a more matured way of thinking and responding. But if you speak to your teenager as if they're children, then guess what? They are going to react and respond as if they're children as well. And this is the conflict that happens a lot with many parents. The way we speak to our teenagers hasn't changed. And so because it hasn't changed, our teenagers who are changing shock us. They're like defensive. They're like, they're not taking it. They immediately get into that defensive mode that can a lot of times sound very rude. And then we get on the defense. Why are you disrespectful? Why did you talk back to me? Why did you do this? But we haven't really thought about what we said and how we said it. And please be mindful that this is really coming from a place of love that I have for you. Remember, we're very non-judgmental on this platform. So when I'm saying this, I really want parents to start thinking about it, to say, okay, has the way that I talk to my teenagers, has that really changed? When my teenager does something and they make a mistake, how am I talking to them? How do I react to their mistakes? How do I tell them stuff when I've spoken to them over and over again, and I have to repeat the same thing again? How do I talk to them? Is the way I talk to my teenagers different from the way I talk to adults? If your answer is yes, then it's time for us to start speaking to our teenagers the way we speak to adults, because that's the fastest way for them to become more responsible. That's the fastest way for them to make more responsible choices. That's the fastest way for them to start thinking more maturely, when we speak to them like the adults we want them to be. They've never been an adult before. How are they going to start acting so maturely, acting so responsibly, if we, as parents and guardians and teachers and leaders around their lives, if we don't speak to them in those terms? You see, the more you speak to them in those terms, the faster they will become. I remember sharing this some time ago where I said, we don't speak to babies in their baby language. So a baby is like saying, da, 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 da. We don't speak to babies in their baby language. We don't start telling the baby, da, 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 da. No, we speak to the babies. We speak properly to the babies. Because the more you speak properly to your babies, the more that's going to help them develop their own language skills. It's going to help them develop their skills in communication. Communicating with us and communicating around them. So we don't go back to their level to teach them how to communicate. That is the same thing with teenagers. We don't communicate to them at their level. We speak to them in a more mature term so that they can rise up to that maturity and make the responsible choices that we desire for them to make. So that's the key part, is in the way we communicate with them. Very, very vital. Very, very vital in the way that we communicate with them. The second is the way we respond to them or react to them. As teenagers start getting older, our reactions to them are taken more personally. they hold on tightly to those reactions. When we react very abruptly to the ways, to what they've said or what they've done or what they haven't done or the mistakes they've made or something they've forgotten to do, when we always respond to them in a reactive tone, guess what happens? They shut us down. They shut us down. They keep more secrets. They tell more lies. They don't share things with us because they see us as people that are always reacting to them. And because they shut us down, then guess what? They don't get to hear or listen or pay attention to the valid advice we have to give them to be able to learn to make responsible choices. So we shut the door for them to hear the advice we have. We shut the door for them to hear those experiences that we have. We shut the door for them to hear for them to really take on board of our experiences that we've had in terms of responsible choices and being responsible. So our reactions blocks the door. Our reaction shuts them out from hearing us. Because what happens with our reactions is that they conclude that, well, my mom never listens, my dad never listens, what's the point? And that's what's the point, that stand on what's the point can lead them astray. It can lead them to listen to people who don't have their best interest at heart. It's really a trap that we as parents don't want to fall into. The way we react to them is a direction for them, or is a signal to them of whether they should listen or whether they shouldn't listen to us. So I encourage parents that rather than reacting, let us pause and then respond to them. Pause and then respond. Pause, make sure that you have dealt with the shock, the horror, the frustration, the tiredness of having to repeat it again. Pause so that you can deal with all of that emotion first. Because those emotions are real. You've said it, you've said something over and over again, and they've not paid attention. That's a valid frustration. No one's faulting you for that. But it's what we do in those frustrated moments that counts. So let's use the power of the pause. Breathe in, breathe out, walk out of the room, go get some fresh air, come back to the conversation later. Tell them you're coming back to the conversation later. And then you can get to have that conversation. Please avoid reacting to our teenagers. It's shutting them down. It's shutting us down from even giving them the valid advice that we have. And then it's shortening the time for them to make those responsible choices. So it's a win-win when we pause and when we respond to our teenagers. Those are the key points I want us to take with us today. The speaking to them as an adult and also responding rather than reacting to them. You see, with these two things, you get them to be closer to you. You get more connected to them. You can then speak to them in ways that they understand you. They listen to you and they take on board your advice. And then that helps them to go out there and make responsible choices, not because they're afraid of you, but just because they care about the way you care about them. I'm going to say that again. They care about the way you care about them. And so they're conscious of that care. They're very conscious of that care. And that care gives them confidence to go out there and tell their peers no when their peers bring up these negative peer pressures for them to go on, or these choices or these things that they want them to do that they know are not in their best interests. They have more confidence to say no because they remember their parents care. How are you going to show your teenagers this week that you care for them? How are you going to show them that the adult you see them becoming, you're already talking to them like that adult? How are you going to show them that you are here and you are growing with them, so you no longer have to talk to them like the children they used to be? You see, when you start to talk to your children, your teenagers, as the adults that you see them to be, they believe that you trust them and they do not want to disappoint that belief you have in them. So it's really, really key to speak to them like the adults you see them to be, and also pause and respond to your teenagers. there in those things, you get closer, your relationship is stronger, and you build a foundation for them, for their future relationships with their future partners, and also with their friends and peers around. And it's a win-win for all of us. I trust this helps. You take care and have a fantastic week ahead. This is Fina Chichi. And please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, to share this podcast with your friends and families. Let's do this together. Let's run this race together. It's an amazing race when we do it right. You take care. God bless. Bye-bye.